New evidence suggests that the deadly crime spree linked to the snipers in the Washington, D.C. area may have started much earlier and on the opposite coast. Last night, authorities in Tacoma, Washington, announced they consider John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo the prime suspects in a February murder. They're also suspected in a shooting at a synagogue in May. Tom Bonsi has more from Tacoma.
The way the Tacoma police chief tells the story, the intense media coverage of the Beltway snipers raised the suspicions of an unidentified Tacoma resident. The man called the FBI last Thursday to say he'd earlier struck up a friendship with John Allen Muhammad based on a mutual interest in guns. Police Chief David Brame says this man let Muhammad and his companion Malvo stay at his home between February and July of this year.
Muhammad and Malvo expressed interest in weapons owned by the citizen, and he allowed them to borrow his weapons. Muhammad and Malvo also had access to those weapons when the witness was not at home. Significantly, those weapons included a .45 caliber semi-automatic handgun that Muhammad borrowed on several occasions, and also a .44 Magnum handgun.
The unidentified friend got back his guns. This past weekend, he turned a small arsenal over to authorities. The weapons were rushed to the state crime lab. Chief Brame says the ballistics tests have unraveled a baffling February murder in the city.
The crime lab has identified the .45 caliber as the weapon used in the Kenya Cook homicide. As a result, the Tacoma Police Department now consider John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo as suspects in the Kenya Cook homicide.
The 21-year-old woman may have been the victim of mistaken identity. She was shot in the face when she answered the door at a house owned by a couple who'd had a falling out with Muhammad. The police won't speculate on motive, but it may prove relevant that the homeowner consoled Muhammad's ex-wife during their bitter divorce. But there's more. That second handgun the alleged Beltway sniper borrowed, Chief Brame says ballistics link it to two shots fired into a Tacoma synagogue on a spring night when no one was around. The rabbi at the synagogue says the unsolved shooting had been treated as vandalism. Now Rabbi Mark Glickman doesn't know what to think.
Of course, we're surprised, as anybody would be, but there's still so little we know. So we're just going to have to wait and see, and continue to work with the police department to get to the bottom of this.
Glickman says the temple had not received any prior threats. One of the rounds was so powerful it penetrated several walls, and another reportedly lodged in the Ark, a sacred box that holds Torah scrolls. Now detectives elsewhere in Washington State and all around the country are combing through files of unsolved crimes for other possible links to the Beltway snipers. Prosecutors in Montgomery, Alabama, have already charged the pair with a September liquor store holdup and murder. That's the case that yielded the vital clues that led to their identification and eventual capture in Maryland. The string of shootings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area left 10 people dead and 3 wounded. With charges pending in multiple states, it's still unclear who gets to try them first. Neither Muhammad nor Malvo is cooperating with authorities, according to their attorneys. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma, Washington.